The COVID-19 pandemic has claimed the lives of more than 4,000 in Wisconsin. This week, WPR is profiling some of the people we lost. Today, Wisconsin Life's Maureen McCollum tells us about six nuns from the School Sisters of Notre Dame and School Sisters of St. Francis who died at a Milwaukee area convent in April and early May.
At Our Lady of the Angels Convent, nuns gather to play cards, create art, and pray the rosary. The Greenfield home opens its doors to nuns who need specialized memory care, former educators and caretakers who have dementia or Alzheimer's. It's also a place that was hit hard by COVID-19 in the early days of the pandemic. Here's Sister Mary Dietz.
I think there was a sense of shock. Well, first of all, because we hadn't had much COVID.
Sister Kathleen O'Brien adds that it was a scary time, since they knew more than one person would likely contract COVID. She says the women were older, which is common in their community.
And we all tend to live quite long lives, even into being 100, you'll see.
The first nun to pass at Our Lady of the Angels was Sister Mary Regine Collins. The 95-year-old was an artist known for her wood carvings in churches and convents across the country. Sister Regine taught art at what is now Mount Mary University. Sister Sue Hedebrug says her art pulled people in.
She believed that creativity is a religious act. It's our human connection to God, who is the ultimate creative force in our world.
The day after Sister Regine passed, Sister Marie-June Skender died at age 83. After taking her vows, she played the organ and ran choirs at churches. She taught in schools and cared for people in retirement homes across Wisconsin.
She was a very good listener. People loved her around because of the kindness and the way she listened to them.
A couple days later, Sister Mary Francile Sherburn died at age 99. She dedicated her life to writing and education. Sister Sue says she was also passionate about kite flying.
She said one time that she believes people are like kites. They need to fly. I mean, to be free. Do what God's called you to do.
By mid-April, the fourth nun at Our Lady of the Angels Convent died of COVID. Sister Anelda Holtkamp was 102 and spent most of her life caring for her fellow sisters in Wisconsin as a homemaker.
She did some social work and she also went and cared for the elderly. Very patient with the elderly that she worked with. And every picture I've seen of her, she has the most beautiful smile.
About a week later, Sister Bernadette Kelter passed away at age 88. She spent half of her vocation as a teacher and the other half as a home health aide.
I admired that about her. Just changing your life, and then as you get older, that's also physically demanding.
And on May 1st, a sixth nun died from COVID at 94. Sister Josephine Sire cared for her fellow sisters as a homemaker in convents and was certified in elderly care. Sister Mary says Sister Josephine treated her like a daughter.
Josie really led a lot of fun activities. She loved to read historical fiction, woman after my own heart, and I think just had a passion for people and for making people happy.
Sister Mary, Sister Sue, and Sister Kathleen say the women's faith and kindness live on.
You know, none of them wrote a book or built a company or anything that a lot of people count as an important legacy, but you know, every single one of them changed lives.
I think they were people who were not pushing their agenda or their ego as they lived out their life. They were quietly and powerfully sharing the gifts that God gave them.
When a sister dies and has lived a good life, we celebrate because we know we now have that saint in heaven looking after us.
Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.